You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you guys have moved over to e-cigs, and you are now vaping, trying to get off cigarettes, and we're proud of you. We're really, really proud of you for trying. Not that that's the safest option, but it is safer than cigarette smoke, and I really get what you're doing, and I'm proud of you. However, now it looks like Chicago is going to be the first major U.S. city to ban e-cigs in no smoking areas. Apparently, they want to regulate them as tobacco products. City Mayor Rahm Emanuel is leading the push for e-cigs to be regulated as quote-unquote tobacco products and subject to the same restrictions that are outlined in the city's existing smoking ban. E-cigs would be banned wherever smoking cigarettes is already prohibited. They're also banned for sale to minors. They would be moved behind the counter of retail stores with sale to minors off limits. Adults would be prohibited smoking these e-cigs in virtually all of indoor Chicago except private homes and vehicles. Hotel rooms designated for smoking has to be at least 10 feet away from building entrances. The city would also license e-cigarette dealers. Of course, I mean, whenever something's making money. And, by the way, these e-cigs is now a multi-million dollar business. Of course, you're trying to get the government involved, you know? I mean, you know, here's the thing. I get this. If you have, let's say, a liquid vapor, okay? You know, basically, you know how this works. There's a battery, it eats up a vapor that has nicotine in it. It feels like you're smoking a cigarette. It feels like you're vaping. There could be some chemicals in this liquid vapor, but overall, it's supposed to be safe. Overall, all right, and you're getting nicotine, but we're finding out that people are putting marijuana, et cetera, into that. And there is some, I guess, expulsion of what you smoke. You know, you suck in a cigarette and then you blow it out, but you are blowing out what you're vaping. So I get that. I get how people would say, look, whether you're breathing out or whatnot, but, you know, where does it end in terms of regulation? I mean, what if you are sick and you have a flu? I mean, think about it, okay? The reason why we have such a big beef with smoking is because it can hurt people, right? Smoking causes first-hand issues, second-hand, third-hand, etc. So you don't want a cigarette, you know, burning next to somebody. You don't want people breathing that out, second-hand smoke, etc. Okay, so I get that, right? It could be a public health hazard, okay? But what about somebody that has a cold, somebody that has a flu? Are we going to also legislate that they can't breathe out or sneeze or cough? We know that the sneeze or the cough is a bigger health threat than somebody holding a cigarette, right, in the restaurant. So what do we do about that? I mean, when does the legislation stop? They say a second ordinance in Chicago would prohibit the sale of methanol and flavored tobacco products within 500 feet of Chicago schools, which is now five times the existing radius. Also, companion ordinances will be introduced to the city council, I believe, next Tuesday, when they are approving the mayor's budget, which includes a cigarette tax increase of 75 cents a pack that would leave Chicago with the highest combined state and local tax in the nation. E-cigs are expected to bring in, not a multi-million dollar, but a $1.7 billion industry, with at least the U.S. sales, $1.7 billion this year. So, of course, government's going to want to get all over it. Now, they are concerned about kids because of the beautiful packing, the flavors, etc. You know, it's one of those things where I would rather kids smoke nothing at all, but if they had a choice between cigarettes or e-cigs, which is better? Now, we don't want to lure kids at all, but if a kid is going to reach for a cigarette, would it be better for them to reach for an e-cig? I mean, I don't, You know, banning sale near high schools. I get that. You don't want kids to walk across campus, buy it, and then go back. And I understand getting, you know, but I mean, if you have high schools and high schools have their own radius, like for example, you know how to see if you're in a district, you have to be within X miles. Well, there's an argument that if they put these rules in, you can't sell anything anywhere in the city because there's always a school that'll then add that radius. So it's, to me, it's bordering on a little bit of too much government, if you ask me. And again, too much taxing. I don't want the kids smoking e-cigs. I don't want them smoking at all. All right. I don't understand where the teachers are, where the parents are, et cetera. But, I know people can hide. Why don't we have cameras in, bathrooms just like near the sink? I mean, I understand I walk out of the stall and I try to fix my Spanx, et cetera, and I'm trying to put on makeup. But I gotta tell you, the bathrooms were a pretty scary time. I went to 12 different schools, and the bathrooms were very scary. You had somebody watch the door to make sure that nobody was coming, and then you could get, you know, beat up pretty bad in the girls' bathroom. Why don't we have certain cameras in the bathroom? Now, not by the toilets, of course, because you don't want that, you know, you don't want invasion of privacy. Oh, but I get it, because the boys, they have the urinals, so they got to stand up. I get it. All right, so bathroom's off limit. Yeah, no cameras. Sorry. Yeah, bad thought. All right, so 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, you guys heard about this San Rafael ban in California where you cannot smoke if you share a common wall. You guys heard about that? A California town has passed a smoking ban that city officials are calling now the most stringent in the country based on Colorado Newsday. Apparently, the San Francisco town of San Rafael has about 57,000 people, and they passed this ban which prohibits lighting up in a duplex or multifamily residential units that share a common wall. So if you're in a condo, a co-op, an apartment, any residence with three or more units, if you share a common wall, I guess because of the air conditioning units or I guess the smoke, I don't know. So you can't even smoke in your own home. And the smoke can actually seep through the ducts, the walls. That's why they want to protect other people. I don't know. I just feel like it's too much government. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dried-guy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dried-guy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dried-guy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dried-guy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Apologize, I was eating some breakfast. Big thanks. I had to scarf some food down. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. Okay, so Black Friday's coming up. Everybody's all getting ready to shop. I've told you guys about my story on Black Friday where I do my shopping before Thanksgiving. And, you know, I get what happens on Black Friday, and I'm very, very excited about Black Friday. I'm very excited about the shopping season. We have a shorter Christmas shopping season. Last year's was longer because Thanksgiving came earlier. Now, since Thanksgiving doesn't really come till the 28th, we lose about 4 or 5 shopping days. Some people say that really doesn't matter. It actually does. The longer the season does. Okay, I mean, everybody seems to be boosting a profit every day. Why not have an extra 4 days of profit? But Thanksgiving comes later. Hanukkah came earlier. So I think it kind of screwed everybody up. But I told you guys the reason why I have a problem with the quote-unquote Black Friday specials is because I had wanted to get a bike for my kid. I'm not going to name the place, but I'm sure you guys know what place this is. You know, because I've talked about, you know, where I shop a lot. Anyway, I go to pick up a bike for my little one, my older one. This was years ago, and there was a Spider-Man bike, and I wanted to get it because Spider-Man was really, really big at the time. And the guy wouldn't bring it down for me. He said, why don't you just come on Black Friday? And I go, well, I want to get it before Black Friday so nobody buys it. He's like, look, it's going to be cheaper on Black Friday, and just get here at 6 a.m. and I'll make sure to get it for you. Well, I go back at 6 a.m. I was there at 5:59 and the bike was gone. And all the other bikes were $20 more. The prices had gone up $20 more. I was livid. Now, I'm not saying all stores crank up their prices, all right? But, I mean, you know, you may want to do a little test. You may want to swing by the store this week, okay? Take a look at the prices, just write them down, and then see what happens on Friday or Saturday. I mean, think about it. If you were a store and you wanted to make money and people were going to be coming in droves and panicking about what to buy and knowing the kid wants a bike or whatever, all right, I mean, supply versus demand. Demand is going to be up starting Friday. Why not raise the prices? I mean, that's capitalism. And I mean, you know, God bless it. It's, you know, what makes this country work? It's just, I basically am already done with my shopping, with the exception of gift cards. Now, that's another thing you could do so you don't get screwed with Black Friday, is you go and get gift cards. Okay? The shops will still do well. Alright? But a $50 gift card today should still equal a $50 gift card on Friday. Now, be careful with some of these gift cards. I don't know if you guys ever, sometimes the grocery stores sell all these gift cards, and apparently they tack on $6, right? So you're trying to buy the gift card. Now, the reason why that happens is if a company is selling gift cards for somebody, some other company, they need to make profit. So you're spending $5 or $6 to buy a gift card. What I would tell you to do is then just go and buy gift cards at the place that you're buying them. So with the exception of some sales tax, you're not spending any extra fees, because that's ridiculous. Well, according to WXYZ.com, here are some best deals and strategy for shopping on Thanksgiving Thursday and Black Friday. By the way, I know a lot of people are upset that stores are open on Thanksgiving. And how frustrating it is that the workers have to work on Thanksgiving. I mean, again, this is a recession, people. What do you expect them to do? Okay? I mean, you know, companies are going out of business. Yeah, and I understand there's some companies that are doing very well. But, you know, these stores are competing with online. If you could purchase online, I mean, 24/7 now exists around us. Okay, now I live in Las Vegas, so Las Vegas, Nevada, it's a 24/7 town, so there's always a place to eat if we wanted to eat and we didn't want to cook. There's always a place to go. We're actually going to watch Catching Fire early. We're going to throw the turkey in, watch Catching Fire, and then we'll, you know, come back and do all the rest of the turkey stuff. So, I mean, for us, I love it that, you know, certain places are open. And as a doctor, I have to be around. I mean, I'm going to be working Friday and Saturday, and my phone's going to be on, you know, in case there's calls on Thursday. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I've always had to work the holidays, so I don't really think it's a big deal for people to have to work. Okay, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, the fact that they have jobs and they can make money, et cetera. Again, I understand if you're salary, that could really suck. But if you're not salary and you have the option of making the hours and even making time and a half, I mean, a lot of people actually like that. It's funny, the workers aren't as upset as much as everybody else going, oh, those poor workers. Well, a lot of the workers, they like it because they're making time and a half. They're making some good money. You know, I mean, time and a half for Thanksgiving, right? I mean, you work a shift 8 to 4 and everybody's having Thanksgiving dinner at 5, 6 o'clock. I mean, that's some pretty good money you can make. So, I get that. Well, apparently, there's certain doorbuster deals that we're hearing, okay? Now, I never see the doorbusters. Apparently, like, you could get a 32-inch LED HDTV for $98. Where do you get that? A 50-inch HDTV for $229, you know? They say Walmart, Best Buy, Toys R Us, Old Navy, Target. The list goes on because of these deals. Now, I get that. In the front of the store, of a lot of these, there'll be probably some killer deals. I have never gotten a killer deal on Black Friday, ever. You know, I mean, like the slippers. You know, buying heated slippers. I don't really need that. My kids want, you know, video games and Star Trek stuff. Those things are always higher. Apparently, it's Sears. They say there's a front-load washer and dryer, both pieces for $7.99, and they normally sell for $8.99. Target, they say, has a really good doorbuster deal on TVs, 50-inch Elements TV for $229. Even though Elements TV isn't like a Sony, still, you could get a pretty decent TV. My recommendation is if the doors open, remember somebody was killed at Walmart? The security officer was killed because they were rushing to get these deals, which I think is ridiculous. All right, just be careful. Okay, saving $50 or $100 on a washer and dryer, okay, is not worth your life. It's not worth being trampled. Okay, I mean, you know, if somebody waived $100, okay, would you really risk your life for that $100? So just, and again, keep in mind, there are going to be probably price hikes in the back, but just do your homework and find out. Because I got to tell you, I think you'll save a hell of a lot more money next year. All right, not freaking out about the quote-unquote Black Friday. Because if you'd never even go for the Black Friday deals anyway, and you go to the back of the store to get all the toys or whatever you need to anyway, then it's a waste of time. What just blows my mind about the Internet is it allows small businesses to now compete with these big giant ones. We've talked about the cycle of business where, in the olden days, you know, there were mom and pop shops selling fruits, et cetera. And then came department stores, and department stores started to come in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And department stores made their way. Then all of a sudden boutique shops came back. A lot of people like boutique shops, and those made a little bit of a comeback. But then came Walmart, Target, et cetera. And they, because of the bulk, we could get things cheaper. They always seem to be cheaper at Target and Walmart. And them what they're known for, that brand of being less expensive for the same thing, they have blown away the competition until the Internet. And shopping on the Internet. Now, a lot of people call it Cyber Monday, but a lot of our shopping has already happened. Where now the Internet, you have no idea how big the store is or who is behind it. And it turns out that a lot of these are within people's homes. And you have people that are competing with Walmart and competing with eBay and competing with Target from their own houses. It blows my mind. And so the advent of the Internet, and it's putting these other places on their toes. You know, why drive to a place in the cold, okay, especially if you live in snow, get out of your car, right, deal with sales tax and all that, when a lot of people can order online? Now, I think you're still supposed to, with your accountant, tell them if you don't pay tax, I guess tell your accountant what you're paying tax on or whatever, what you should have paid tax on. I don't know. But it's the ease, and then it just gets shipped. I could do, you know what I do? I send Amazon gift certificates to my nieces and nephews. I don't even have to wrap presents. I don't even have to. I send the gift card. Now, I get it. Getting a present and opening up the present, it's very exciting, et cetera. But I got to tell you, these kids, they like going shopping also. Right? You just have to make sure that the family member doesn't take credit for the gift card. And, you got to do one of those follow-up calls, right, to make sure they thank you. But just be careful out there. It's not worth getting hurt. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with these stores as see the competition from the Internet and the Internet specials where you can price shop. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wise Up, Load Up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I got to tell you, this Candy Crush is so addictive. You know what's interesting is I'm guilty of doing the workouts wrong. You know how I said it's better to do a power workout than to just work out for an hour? Well, what I've decided to do is when I get a little tired, you know, because I hurt my back, I do a slower workout. And then I play Candy Crush. I have it kind of on my treadmill. So I'm working out for an hour a day. The only problem is it's not heavy workout because I'm trying to do my Candy Crush. So I'm working out, but that's not, you know, it's not a good workout. Now, many of you say, look, you know, I'm older. I've never really been athletic. It makes no sense to get back, you know, out there and exercising. Well, no. That's wrong. They're saying absolutely your late starters still have a crap load to gain by exercising, even if you're 60s, in your 60s, etc. The study was in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, and they followed 3,500 healthy people at or around retirement age. Those who took up exercise were three times more likely to remain healthy over the next 8 years than their sedentary peers. The exercise cut the risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and depression. People who took up exercise in their 60s were also less likely to struggle with day-to-day activities like washing and dressing. And I know some of you are like, this is ridiculous, Dahlia. There is no way I'm going to work out. I'm not going to get into workout clothes. My hip hurts. This hurts. Well, look, I have hip pain, and I have knee pain, and I have back pain, and I have butt pain, and hemorrhoid pain, and every other pain that aging people have, and I exercise, okay? And again, it doesn't mean you have to go to the gym. Okay, there's lots of little things we could do. Okay, I mean, I don't like to exercise in front of other people because I don't go to the gym a lot. I mean, I love gyms. I'm very excited to work out in the gym, but every now and then, you depending on where you live, the gym can be a meat market, and I don't like being around these size twos who are just running around their outfit, walking around trying to meet somebody. And I get that. You know, working out, you know, meeting somebody at the gym is a great way to meet people, and I get it. If I was single, I could understand that. That's a great way to meet somebody at the gym. But I like the gyms where you just go to work out, and nobody's really looking at you, nobody's really checking you out, etc. But I have some workout equipment at home. I got my treadmill at home. I got a lot of things at home. And so if you're like that, where you're like, look, I'm too embarrassed to go where all the young people go, then fine. Work out in your home. And by the way, I really dug this one. I think there was something called Curves. I don't know if it still exists, where more middle-aged women would go. And you do this thing where everybody's on an exercise equipment for 10 minutes, and then they get off and change, and they go to another exercise equipment or something like that. And you just kind of go around the room, and or is it two-minute increments? I don't know. But they make it fun, and it's people like you and I, not these, you know, people that look like, I don't know, Miley Cyrus. So you feel more comfortable working out. I think the group workouts are very, very effective. But for those of you that don't want a group workout, then fine, do it at your house. And a workout doesn't necessarily need to mean an expensive workout machine. I always talk about throwing some music on and dancing. Okay, you're dancing to the music. Okay, and even if you don't know how to dance, shaking your tushy, twerking, whatever, you're in the privacy of your own home. It doesn't matter. Okay, pacing. Why don't you just, you know, just walk back and forth in your house, walking back and forth, room to room. Like, for example, let's say you're watching television and then the commercial comes on and you can't fast forward because you didn't TiVo the show. Well, then if it's commercial time, I want you to just walk back and forth. Walk back and forth in the room. Wall to wall. You got to touch a wall, walk to the other side, touch a wall, walk to the other side, touch a wall. As soon as commercial's over, you get to sit down. Every time the commercial comes on, you got to do that. Well, how many minutes of exercise do you think you're going to get? I mean, exercise does not have to be you're going to the gym and making it a two-hour experience. It doesn't have to. Now, mind you, making those experiences, I mean, you could get a really good workout, and then you don't have to work out every day. For me, I always want to work out every day. I would rather have a shorter workout and work out every day than a big, long workout just a couple times a week. All right, I could stick to it better. And that's also for you to figure out, what about going for a walk outside? What about, like I said, going to your garage if you have one, or carport, etc. If you have a wall and you have a concrete slab for in the driveway or whatever, you take a racquetball or a tennis ball and just very casually hit the ball against the wall and then kind of chase after the ball. You get sweaty within minutes. Handball. If you have one of those bouncy balls, take a bouncy ball, I don't care how big it is, hit it against the wall, and then take your hands and smack it back at the wall. You'll giggle. You'll have to chase it through. Your neighbors may think you look like an idiot, but it's a form of working out, okay? Laundry, okay? Maybe fold one piece of laundry, walk it over to the drawer. Go back to the room where the laundry is, fold another piece, walk it to the door. Lots of little things, but do not blow things off just because you think, you know, you're in your 60s and it's old. 60s is still middle age. People are living till their 90s. Look at Betty White. I think she's going to be on the next Tanked episode. Tanked takes place in Vegas. We like these guys. They're pretty cool. You know, the people are in their 90s now, and it's going to be the norm. So you being 60 years old going, I'm too old, is bull crap. and you're being lazy. And I know why you're doing it, because I did the same thing. You know, when I started to gain weight, I had been working out religiously for years. And then all of a sudden, I just stopped. I just stopped because I think it was working, and I don't know what happened. And I just got off my regimen. And it's a shame because and then now I'm back on my regimen, and I'm addicted to it, and I love it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. There's an electric onesie. I guess these are onesies that are supposed to help diminish muscle pain. It has 58 electrodes. And I see pictures of dogs. I guess is this supposed to be just for dogs, or can it be used for anybody? But apparently, if you've ever had physical therapy, they'll do something called electrical stimulation, or these certain physiotherapies, etc. And the electrical stim, or the muscle stim, seem to help with fibromyalgia and muscle aches, etc. They're very helpful. So I guess they've come up with this onesie that has these electrodes. It's crazy. You're seeing these dogs in these onesies. I guess the onesies look like Dalmatian suits. And I guess it gives these little electrical impulses. The suit is called Molii. It can work on all major muscle groups simultaneously. Made from the same material used in swimwear, it's powered by a battery that is connected to electrodes covering the neck, arm, trunk, thighs, and calves. Once the patient has put the suit on, they press a button that sends a mild electrical current through the ultra-thin wiring sewn into the fabric to the electrodes, which are pressed tightly against the skin. The mild current appears to work by reducing muscle tone or tightness in muscle groups prone to spasms. I think this is cool. Just don't jump into a pool with it. All right? So then while you're relaxing and watching TV, etc., you could be, you know, doing this treatment. The suit costs, I think, $7,000. I'm not sure. I have to double check that. But interesting nonetheless. You know, I'm married to a chiropractor, and I'm very, very lucky because every time I throw my back out or I have an issue with something, he's there. And the muscle stim and the moist heat and the ultrasound and the things that he uses, it is so therapeutic. People don't realize how much you can heal if you touch the patient. You know, I'm an MD. I went to an MD school, allopathic medicine. I didn't go to an osteopathic school. I almost wish I had a lot more osteopathic training than I do, because in the osteopathic schools, they really teach you more about the touch. Now, in my school, they taught us a lot about touch, holding the patient's hand, putting your hand on their thigh when you talk to them, you know, having good bedside manner, hugging, et cetera, whatever. But, you know, I hear that one of my professors who came from an osteopathic school who taught us said one of the things they have to do in osteopathic school is, or one of the things she had to do was, they would have a phone book, and they'd take a piece of hair, and they'd put on the phone book, and then they'd cover one sheet, and you'd feel the hair. Then they'd cover another sheet, feel the hair, and you would train yourself to feel that hair depth into that phone book. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with autopilot marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the Supreme Court is going to take up the Obamacare contraception case. This is something that has been a huge hot spot for many employers. If they have the religious liberty to not buy a health care plan that offer something that is against their beliefs. So, the justices agreed on Tuesday that they will review provisions in the Affordable Care Act requiring employers of a certain size to offer insurance coverage for birth control and other reproductive health services without a copay. At issue is whether private companies can refuse to do so on the claim that it violates their religious beliefs. This is being reported by CNN.com. Thus far, oral arguments will be held in March with a ruling by late June. You know how the Supreme Court likes to, you know, throw the grenade and then run right at the end of June, right before they go on recess. My guess is this is going to be one of the June 30th, end of the month types of rulings as employers are trying to figure out what the hell to do when it comes to purchasing affordable health care insurance. Nearly 50 pending lawsuits have already been filed in federal court from various corporations challenging the birth control coverage benefits and the quote-unquote Obamacare law. Again, huge criticism over this. Now, the high court last year narrowly upheld the funding provision of the health care law, allowing the individual mandate when they find it was unconstitutional. They said if you make it a tax, then we could do it. And they were able to constitutionally fine tweak it. I didn't realize we were paying them for that. I thought we were just paying the Supreme Court to say if it's constitutional or not. It wasn't constitutional. I didn't know they were going to proofread, spell check, use a thesaurus, fix it, tidy it back up, and give it back to Obama for him to then implement. But they did. All right, boy, we got a twofer. Since when does somebody overstep what they're paid for and do that? And I guess a lot of people were happy about that. I really think they should have started over with this thing. All right, the constitutional debate will now shift to the employer mandates and whether corporations have First Amendment rights. Three federal appeals courts around the country have struck down the contraception coverage rule, while two other appeals courts have upheld it, of course, depending on who was, nominated and, who was given their office by which administration. So the circuit split made it, then threw it into the Supreme Court's hands. Doesn't it blow your mind that law is not looked at? I mean, if something is constitutional or not, how the interpretation could be that widely different, okay? It's usually biased towards one, the right or the left. Why is right or left, conservative or liberalism, changing the way you look at a law? A law is a law, and the law should not be written so esoterically and so vaguely such that there's such a wide disparity between what you could do with it. The affordable health care law should have been written so simply, so plainly, all right, and therefore it would be so easy to see if it violated people's rights or not. The Supreme Court agreed to hear two cases involving for-profit corporations. Among the plaintiffs is Hobby Lobby, for those of you not familiar with Hobby Lobby, it's like a Michaels, has a bunch of arts and crafts, has great prices. I shop at Hobby Lobby. They're a great store. They're closed on Sundays. So I usually shop at Michaels on Sundays and Hobby Lobby's on Saturdays, depending on when I'm around. But it's a craft store. A lot of religious stuff. It's very, very pretty. So you could tell the Christian of Christian faith. There's certain concerns that they have because some of the drugs that would be provided prevent human embryos from being implanted in a woman's womb, which they equate to abortion, according to David Green, who owns the Christian they say their Christian beliefs clash that own the store. The privately held company does not object to funding other forms of contraception like condoms and diaphragms for their 13,000 employees. Companies that refuse to provide the coverage could be fined up to $1.3 million a day, according to them. Now, the contraception they're talking about is probably the IUD. The IUD is a form of contraception that is considered abortive in nature by many people because the IUD does not prevent the sperm from getting up into the fallopian tube or the egg from being ovulated and going down the fallopian tube. Because remember, the sperm and the egg meet in the fallopian tube. That's when they fertilize and they both climb down together holding hands, all intertwined, down and then they fall into the uterus. The IUD in the uterus provides a more hostile environment for a fertilized egg to implant. Therefore, the fertilized egg doesn't get to implant and it falls out. The IUD could be copper or it could provide a hormone, etc. Many of us do use IUDs for health reasons, not so much for contraceptive reasons, but some of these IUDs prevent the bleeding. And I'm aware of that in terms of why, you know, many people are like, you know, look, Dahlia, I'm pro-life, but I need the IUD because otherwise I'm looking at ablation or hysterectomy, etc. And so you will have people that are pro-life still use IUDs. And so where one argument is, well, can you allow an IUD not so much for contraception, but as a alternative for somebody with heavy gynecological bleeding? A lot of people don't want the freezing or the ablation therapy or the heat therapy or whatever, fibroid embolization, so they want to do something like an IUD. And so the reason why there's even this back and forth is because some people do use birth control for health reasons. You know, acne, controlling periods, endometriosis, migraines, etc. But I am with anybody who is being mandated to purchase something that they don't want to purchase. You know, I've never understood that. You don't purchase a product, you get fined. I mean, we wouldn't tolerate you getting fined if you don't want to purchase a condom, or you don't want to purchase a vaccine, or you don't want to purchase a medicine. Dahlia, you have to buy Viagra or you get fined. We wouldn't tolerate that. Yet, you have to buy a car. If you don't buy a car, you get fined. We wouldn't tolerate that. We don't live in a fascism regime, but we're being told to buy a product. And we don't even know what the price still is. I mean, these prices are going up year after year. So we're being mandated to buy a product or penalized or taxed if not. That makes no sense. Now, some people say, well, Dahlia, what about car insurance? You have to buy car insurance if you want to buy a car. No, but you could choose not to buy the car. And you could choose to take the bus. You could choose to walk. If you don't want to purchase a product, you could still purchase. You don't have to purchase a product. You just may not drive. I mean, yeah, that somebody could say, well, that's a freedom in and of itself. But you could still get to work if you have to. Okay, there's no out. They're not letting people have this out, except the unions. They get waivers. So if a company does not want to purchase birth control based on their religious beliefs, I honor that. Okay, if they think they're purchasing birth control for their employees is to them violating their religious beliefs, they have a right. And the reason why this should never really was an issue is because you never forced anybody to buy anything. Employers should be nowhere near their employees' uteruses. Okay? I don't want to know nothing about what my staff does for birth control. It's none of my business. And I don't want my boss knowing what's going on with my ovaries. I mean, it's none of our business. Okay, employers need to be out completely of people's health care. And the big mistake they made with Obamacare is it doesn't address how to keep your health insurance. They still are making employers a big part of people's health insurance. That is, so all the employer has to do is fire you and you lose your health insurance. Why didn't the Affordable Health Care Act do anything to try to help you keep your health insurance? And you keep your health insurance when you keep the employer out. The employer should have nothing to do with birth control or not. Don't force the employer and don't force the employee to have to deal with each other's beliefs. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Just hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Vision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.